December the 17th Board of Trustees meeting to order, and thank everyone for being with us at this time. I'd like to ask Mr. Baxter if he would be kind enough to open our meeting with prayer and pledge of allegiance. Kenneth, please stand.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for watching over us these 12 months to bring us to this point where we are now, safe and sound. Thank you for watching over us today as we went about our daily business, not knowing what harm or danger could befall us, but you brought us here to save us for. Why don't you come in this meeting and bless us that we make the right decision, the decision that affect all the children in Greenville County. After we've done all things, yes, you do, Lord, ask you to give us a home in your kingdom. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Mrs. Bush again, as always, for the flowers. Those of you in the audience can't see this, but their nose lights up. I don't know what kind of subtle message that sends, but Debbie, that's very creative. Thank you very much. I have here on my notes, the Vice Chair wants a moment of personal privilege.
Yes, sir.
It's yours.
Mr. Chair, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, every year during elections, the Vice Chair has the honor of coming up with a gift for the Chair on behalf of all the board members. So first of all, here's a card. Greek pastries from my mother.
Oh, this is, okay, now this I'll take. Now this, nobody can share with these.
What do you mean nobody can share?
Oh, be quiet.
Yeah.
Okay, here. There's only five, hey, there's only five in the box.
Oh,
box.
You're such a bear.
A lifelike resemblance.
The scarf is from the streets of New York last week. I thought of you. And this is, you will be enjoying this at downtown Greenville. And this little rascal, I had to buy another plane ticket to get back from New York. Everybody said, gosh, this person must be really special. And I said, yes, he is very special. He is our board chair. So on behalf of our colleagues, we love you, Chuck. You've done a marvelous job, and I have thoroughly enjoyed being under your leadership.
Thank you very much. I'm sitting here trying to figure out what I'm going to tell the police when I'm driving home, and this is in the front seat. Thank you.
Depends on the attire it has on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this. And my youngest oldest granddaughter, my number three granddaughter, is moving to Charleston the week after Christmas. I can guarantee you she's going to fight me for this. So I'll have to take it home and hide it. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
That's a good one. Thank you very much. I'll open this later. Okay. The next item of business in order is our annual election of officers for the 2004 calendar term. So the chair will recognize, will open the floor for nominations
Mr.
for
chairman.
Chair for 2014. Mr.
Chairman, I'd like to nominate Chuck Saylors for chairman.
I have a motion on the floor, a nomination on the floor. Are there any other nominations?
I move the nominations be closed.
I'll second.
I have a motion that the nominations be closed and Chuck Saylors be elected board chair for 2014. All those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity and the confidence. The next item of business in order is the election of our board vice chair.
Mr. Chair.
Mrs. Levinas Wells.
I nominate Lisa Wells.
We have a nomination for Lisa Wells. Are there any other nominations?
Move for nominations to be closed.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to close the nominations. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? And the motion carries. Congratulations, Mrs. Wells. You want to sit in the bear seat or you want to stay right here?
Are you attached to
We'll move the bear out of the bear seat for right now. I don't know where to put him, though. We'll get him in a second. The next item of business in order is the election of our secretary for the board.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
I make a nomination that I nominate Dr. Crystal Ball O'Connor for secretary.
Okay, I have a nomination for Dr. O'Connor. Are there any other nominations?
I move we close nominations.
I have a motion to close the nominations and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Congratulations,
Thank
Dr.
You.
O'Connor. Let's play musical chairs.
Okay. Oh, good Lord, Linda, no wonder this thing was.
I went to see him in concert, and I left over a dozen people to catch.
Now I got a name.
Okay.
Let's put this right here.
He does.
Don't step on George.
What's his name anyway?
His name is Chuck.
We may have to adopt a different name for that young man.
It's fitting.
Give this to Linda, please. Okay, the next item of business in order is the adoption of our consent calendar. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
I have a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Mr. Royster, I think you have an introduction.
I do. Thank you, Mr. Sailors. It's my pleasure tonight to introduce the new program principal for Greenville Early College, Tiffany Estes. Tiffany, if you'd stand up, congratulations on your appointment. And we look forward to your service in that leadership role.
Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you very much. We now have the appearance of visitors. We have two persons that have signed up to speak this evening. So I'd like to provide the following information. First of all, we welcome those who have come before us this evening to speak. As you may recall, at the end of our podium here, at the rostrum is a podium. I will call each individual's name. You'll have 3 minutes to speak. There is a lighted system on the podium. At the 2 minute mark of your 3 minute allotment, a yellow light will flash. At the end of your 3 minutes, a red light will flash and a buzzer will sound. In keeping with board policy KCA, abusive language or personal attacks aimed at students or staff members will not be permitted. All speakers are expected to behave in an orderly and respectful manner. The board will not engage in discussion with the speaker or respond to comments, and the superintendent will designate a member of the staff to respond to each speaker in an appropriate and timely manner. Our first speaker this evening is Mr. Bob Davis. Mr. Davis, good evening.
Good evening. I'm Bob Davis. I live at 67 Elk Court in Greer, South Carolina. And thank you. And I'm concerned about two things, actually, that are very related, Common Core and humanism. And I just want to quote from, first of all, the Word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." But says, "If he that cometh preacheth another Jesus," and I want to stop right there with that verse, because it talks about another gospel and another spirit and so on and so forth, but there's many false Jesuses in the world today. And most people do not know that. They're being very much deceived. And humanism and Common Core are both branches of Satanism. Karl Marx and Lenin in Russia years ago, Lenin especially wrote this little piece here. He was saying about children. He says, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted." And that's what Hitler did, and all the tyrants and evil men down through history have done. They've brainwashed the young people. I remember years ago, there was the Russians that had the young pioneers, the Chinese had the Red Guard, all these countries, and they even had a great health care offer to the public. The Black Panthers had the same thing. So humanism is taking over our society, and I have a wonderful article here, and I know time's running short.
but it says, it starts out, humanism is evil. It says, the pagan in Africa gets a piece of wood and builds him a god. The intellectual in the university gets his mind and builds himself a god. So you see, there are many false gods, but there's really two gods, essentially, in the universe, Jesus Christ and Satan. So you're either worshiping one or the other. And at this time of the year, it's time to think about, where am I going to spend eternity? The Lord Jesus came to save sinners. He didn't come to save wonderful, good people and give them wonderful rules to live by. He came to bring the new birth and the promise of eternal life if you'll put your faith and trust in him and that death and burial and resurrection on the cross. Humanism is pervasive. Obama sat for 20-some years under Jeremiah Wright, and that man talked about killing the oppressors if they got control. And he was talking about dividing society into groups, but says kill the oppressors. He meant the whites. And so no wonder we've got a mess in our country, people serving false gods. And I thank you for the opportunity to share, and I wish you all a wonderful Merry Christmas. But I would pray that you'd think about the Lord Jesus Christ, and perhaps if you've never come to Christ, you can do so tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Our next speaker is Michael Causey. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Michael Causey. I'm from Simpsonville. I just want to start this evening telling about my son who started this year as a sixth grader at a local middle school. Within the first 13 weeks of school this year, he's had four incidents of bullying. The first occurred in his locker room where his shoes were taken and he was forced to attend gym with no shoes and get laughed at. The second occurred in the same locker room on a different occurrence where the small kids such as him were picked up and pushed into walls and made fun of. No teachers or coaches were around. The third was an accidental hit in the nose with a closed fist during courtyard. He was not allowed to go to the nurse. No incident report was filed, no parent was called, and he was forced to attend the rest of the day covered in bloody clothes. The results were a broken nose requiring surgery and 2 weeks of missed school. Fourth occurrence that happened within 13 weeks at this school. While doing homework, sitting in car line waiting for his mother, another child stole his pencil. When he went to retrieve it, he was kicked in the groin twice, put in a headlock, pushed to the ground, and had "I am gay" written on his arm. He's afraid of school. He feels there's no support from the administration, the guidance counselor, which refuses to counsel him. He feels let down. And as we were told by a teacher, we are here to educate, not supervise. When asked at the district level if we could move our child 15 minutes away to another school where he has friends, we were told that school is frozen, but we could accommodate him at another school 45 minutes away, where he would be alone and isolated with no friends. We have withdrawn our son from your school system. He is now in virtual school where he continues to be an honor roll student. All he wants to do is learn. When will these victims of bullying be made to feel that someone cares? When is it going to be too late when those that are bullied will retaliate? It's not fair. I ask, whose conscience will that be on? Per the South Carolina Education website, I will quote, it is the responsibility of the principal and teachers to arrange for adequate supervision at all times. Special attention should be given to prevention of accidents and development of habits of good citizenship. All my kid wants to do is learn, and he's afraid. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next item of business in order is our superintendent's report, Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Saylors. Appreciate the opportunity to share some things with you tonight as part of the superintendent's report. The first thing I would do is share with you, and we have a number of these, several boxes of them. I'll pass them down to give you your first sample. I think you got one last year. This is an update to the little information card that we put out. It has some quick facts about the district on it, and now it has on the back a QR code that if you look at that with your smartphone in the right app, it will take you to our website. And as I said, if Ms. Brinkman has not already done so, she will put a number of those in your boxes so that you can pass them out as you will, and when you run out of those, we'll get some more for you. But that has the most recent information, and it is a little bit late in the year, but some of the information, as you look at it, you'll see it's information we don't get until sometime up in the school year. So that's why it's updated this time of year. Now, it being the Christmas season, I considered that perhaps I might share a Christmas carol with you tonight, but those that have heard me sing will be happy to know that I'm not going to do that. I knew you would appreciate that. What I would like to share with you in the report tonight is a video where we've tried to capture some of the many things that we're going on every day in classrooms throughout our district that are innovative, that are reflective of best practices. And what you're going to see tonight, the short video, I will send a message out to the employees, the staff, later this week, wishing them a Merry Christmas. But I'll attach a link to this video so that they too can share this among their family, their friends, watch it themselves. And we'll be sending it out to various people in the community that have an interest in the work of Greenville County Schools. So without further introduction, I'd like to share with you now this video on transformation and innovation.
Greenville County Schools is a leader in education across South Carolina and beyond. Our five-goal strategic education plan ensures that the focus of all we do remains on goal one, raise the academic challenge and performance of each student. We live in a world that is ever-changing, and we must create learners who can adapt to change in order to meet the challenges of the future. For these reasons, we are focused on providing innovative learning opportunities for our students. These innovative programs cover a wide variety of topics so that there is something intriguing for each of our more than 71,000 students. Often, innovative classes use technology to help convey an idea in a format that is stimulating, individualized, and comfortable for this technology-savvy generation. It is never too early to provide innovative learning for students. We begin in elementary grades with one-to-one technology at Berea and Monarch Elementary Schools, as well as smart table interaction at A.J. Wittenberg. In addition, smart boards are common throughout our elementary school classrooms, and computer labs are used to help students learn technology fluency, appropriate internet research, keyboarding, and how to develop as mobile learners. In addition, interactive distance learning science labs ensure hands-on experiences that give concrete evidence of abstract ideas. Berea, Welcome, Alexander, and Montague Elementary students are piloting a program where they connect to a science lab teacher at MT Anderson to conduct lab experiments. The large screen distance learning technology allows students and the teacher to see one another, ask questions, get answers, and share scientific observations, while the classroom teacher remains present in the lab to further facilitate the learning process. Brushy Creek is another elementary school in which technology is used creatively to engage students. Kindergartners participate in literacy stations that provide them the opportunity to take part in meaningful activities that are fun and rigorous. Students use a variety of materials in each station, including iPads, laptops, and smart boards. Brushy Creek fourth graders participate in a technology-based writing cafe where they not only hone their writing skills, but learn more about the writing process. Robots have been used in the manufacturing process for more than 30 years. But their uses continue to increase and evolve. Throughout Greenville County Schools, at the elementary, middle, and high school levels, students have opportunities to create and program robots to perform simple tasks through Lego teams, competitions, and innovative classes. Bonds Career Center recently acquired Now, a humanoid-type robot that can be programmed to dance, tell stories, and complete numerous tasks. Now is used in both the animation and computer science classes. At Greenville Middle Academy, students are learning more about the growing field of app development. Many of us have become reliant on apps that help with everything from weather forecasts to quickly locating the nearest pizza place. In partnership with Clemson University, Greenville Middle students can take mobile app development and figure out new ways for technology to help with our everyday challenges. Innovative learning abounds at the high school level. At Malden High School, a BYOD, that's Bring Your Own Device, pilot program allows students to use their own personal electronic devices. For example, in Mr. Dodgen's World Wars elective course, students use their device to study and assess photos from an online World War I archive. Also at the high school level, students at J.L. Mann High Academy are piloting a statewide program called Accelerate through a partnership with the Governor's School for Science and Math. Through Accelerate, students can complete first-year college engineering courses while in 10th, 11th, and 12th grades. Oversight for the curriculum is provided by South Carolina colleges and is enhanced by engineering firms. These courses emphasize real-world, team-based projects, mastery of foundational engineering tools, and membership in a virtual community of like-minded students. The Fine Arts Center, which offers innovative classes ranging from honors dance to drama, sculpture, and music production, has begun offering the Art of Architecture through a partnership with Clemson University. This program is a series of four college-level courses where students earn one elective credit per semester. Students who successfully complete this program and who go on to major in architecture at Clemson University will receive college credit. Students at four career centers across the county can learn skills that will enable them to step into high-demand, high-paying careers directly after high school, or develop skills and knowledge that will help in their chosen college major. Welding is a great example of a career center program that trains and prepares students to proceed immediately into a career or into a certification program. Like many other career and tech subjects, basic certification is only the first step. In addition, higher certifications equal higher pay on the job. Using innovative teaching strategies leads to student-centered learning. We have many exciting offerings for our students, and we plan to continue exploring new and innovative ways to teach our students so they are prepared for careers of the future. Greenville County Schools, great schools, great communities.
Thank you. We thought this was a great means by which to convey some of those things that we've talked about with you all. You've seen presentations on them. Some of them you've actually seen now was brought up here, and you all saw it in action. This is a chance to see some of the other things that we've talked about, and a chance for all of our employees to see it, and some opportunities for people in the broader community to see those many things that we talk about. And a lot of times that people, if they don't have a child in school, they have no idea that we're doing these things in our classrooms. So we think this is a great way to present that information. We appreciate the opportunity to share it with you tonight. And it is reflective of the leadership, the expectation, and the support that you all provide that allows us to do those things that you saw depicted here tonight, and the other things that we do throughout the course of the school year, throughout classrooms in the entire school system. So we thank you and appreciate your service, and hope that each of you will enjoy the Christmas holidays, and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mr. Royster. Now let's move on to our action items, beginning with item 6.01, the approval of legislative statements coming from the Advocacy Committee. Mr. Meek.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors. I'll turn it over to Ms. Mills.
These are the statements that you were provided them on board docs and have one in each of your desks. They're the same statements that we've approved the past year, and they just give guidance from the board on legislative issues, and we post them on your website. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Ms. Mills. That completes our report, Mr.
Would Sayles. You like to make the motion, Mr. Chairman?
Do we need the motion?
There's a motion. There's a recommended motion from the committee to approve the legislative statements as presented.
Does it need a second?
No, it comes from the committee, does not.
Okay.
Any discussion or questions of the committee? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you very much. The next item of business in order is the Stone parking lot procurement appeal. You have the information in front of you. There's a recommended motion coming from the procurement review panel, which is to, based upon the ambiguity of controlling law and the lack of precedent, I move pursuant to Article 14, Section D4 of the district's procurement code to provide Anders Incorporated the submitted costs incurred in connection with the solicitation of the Stone Academy parking lot project in the amount of $2,162.31. And I need new glasses. Again, coming from the review panel, which is a committee, requires no second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Next item of business in order is item 6.03, the appeal of Brazier Charter School admission process.
Mr. Chairman.
Mrs. Hickerson.
I move to deny the appeal and uphold the current administration process at Brazier Middle College Charter High School.
Second. I have a motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
No. Chair's going to do a roll call. Ms. Bachman?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Dr. O'Connor?
Yes.
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 No.
Seven yes.
And the motion passes. Thank you. The next item of business in order is the audit of separation of employees. Let me get this thing to come up here. Okay. We have a recommended motion coming from the Internal Auditing Services. Is there a maker?
Mr. Chairman.
Mrs. Hickerson.
I move to approve this additional audit project.
Have a motion duly made and properly seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. The next item of business in order is item 7.01, Internal Auditing Services Project Status Report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you can see, we are nearly completed everything on our status report on all the audit projects, and that's the reason why we requested another one, so that we'd have something to do in January. We'll be presenting the annual audit plan in January, and there'll be some additional audit projects on that also, but we're nearly wrapping up just about everything, so we needed something to keep us busy. So anyhow, I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have on the status report.
Are there any questions for Mr. Barber? Hearing none, thank you very much, Rick.
Thank you.
Next item of business in order is item 8.01, information items from the board and committee liaisons. We've already heard from the advocacy committee, unless Mr. Meek has something else he'd like to add?
Nothing.
Okay. Mr. Baxter, I think you were asked to report on the conference in Hilton Head for the School Board Association.
Yes, I do. Okay. We had the Legislative Advocacy Conference in Hilton Head, South Carolina, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Had five sessions, and the sessions went very well. They were always on time. We started out with the Senator Matthews, Michael, and Phillips talking about changes they'd like to see made in the district. And they talked about changing the way we, I guess the way we look at teachers and how we figure out their competency, looking at changing that. They also talked about doing away with HSAP and doing something else with that too, which I don't know how that's gonna work. But they had a lot of things they wanted to make difference in. And they wanna do another incentive program to get better teachers in some of the lower performing schools. They're gonna try to do some kind of incentive program with that. In the second session, we had Mike Sheila with the budget director. He did a recap of the budget and told us some things that were coming down the pike to help us to understand the budget better. That was a second. Third session, we had Michael Brennan, president of BB&T Bank. He is the president of Transform South Carolina. And he talked about, first he said he had been using the term reform education and he got in a lot of trouble, so he had to change it to transform education instead of reforming education. And he said, from the looks of things, 74% of parents like the schools they're already in, but they'd like to see some changes made in the way we educate the kids. And next we had Sharmika Child, Superintendent of the Division of School Effectiveness, and she talked about the waiver of accountability in the teacher evaluation process. And she was looking at something like 50% of the achievement would be with observations, 30% with individual student growth, 10% with school added value, and 10% with family input to evaluate. But on principals, she was saying they would like to do 50% principal performance scale and 50% school value added. And the fourth session, which was on Sunday morning, had Mike Resnick, former National School Board Association Associate Executive Director. He was talking about some of the challenges we're going to be facing. We need to raise the achievement of all students to levels that are contradictory with the nation. And he said, because we're serving a real diverse population of students now, we need to change the way we do things. All right, and we had the last one was the general session with Diane Cooper, Mary Beth Hill, and Keith Liner. And they would give us some pointers on when we go in February to the to D.C., the things we need to be looking at, ask our politicians where they can help us from the federal side, things that they can do to help us, and things that we can say to engage them, understand some of our plights here. Okay, and I have a report from Dana. Dana says she'll be chairing the awards committee for the South Carolina School Board Association Board for the 2014 session. And she will also serve on the legislative committee for 2014. Okay, she said the executive board of the South Carolina School Board Association has determined a timeline for the selection of a new executive director when Paul retires in 2015. And that's it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Baxter. I'll let Ms. Rowletter know you carried her water for her most admirably.
And it will be up.
Any other committee reports or liaison reports at this time? Okay. Next item of business in order is 9.01, our finance report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Saylors. Mr. Knotts, I think, has a rather lengthy and involved report to give tonight. Is that right, Jeff? That's not correct.
You warned me otherwise.
Oh.
No particular report that's available to answer any questions the board may have.
Are there any questions of the reports? Mr. Meek?
Do we have enough money to pay the bills?
Yes, sir, we do.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be a board meeting without Mr. Meek asking that question. Thank you, sir. Any other questions of Mr. Knotts? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion that we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, we are adjourned. Merry Christmas.